We're looking at the Gemara at the end of Masechta Brachos, on Daf Samach Beis Amid Beis, going on to Daf Samach Gimel Amid Aleph. The Gemara says, Amar Rava, the whole discussion here is about what's called Rekika. You're allowed to spit in a shul. We have a concept called Mora Beis HaKnesses, Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, and Chazal always compare our Beis HaKnesses to the Beis HaMikdash, so we want to know what would be Rekika in a Beis HaMikdash, in the Beis HaMikdash itself, and hence how would it impact on Rekika and Beis HaKnesses. And Rava says Sharia, it's permissible. Midi d'havia minol, right? You're allowed to wear shoes in the Beis HaKnesses. We don't require you to take off your shoes. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai or Kohanim at certain points when there's a Shechina are required to take off their shoes. Wearing certain kinds of shoes is not necessarily the greatest kavod to a place, but yet there's no difference between minol, which is mutar, and rekika. That's Rava's equation.
The Harabayas now they wear shoes.
Correct. So the Gemara says, Adi yolef mi minol, nelef mi kapandria. But there's another problem if you go through a Beis HaKnesses as a shortcut to get to another street. And we know that that's forbidden, that's usur, bein b'migdash, bein b'Beis HaKnesses. So maybe we should classify rekika as kapandria. You know, the question is, at what point do you say we've crossed the red line? You know, this is such a p'chisas ha-kovo that we have to prohibit it. So on the one hand, we have minol, which is mutter in the Harabayis, and it's there for mutter and rekika. But on the other hand, we have something called kapandria, which is also. So maybe rekika should be, you know, should have crossed the red line, and maybe it's like kapandria. Ela Amar Rava. So after the Gemara goes back and forth with different svaras, the Gemara finally comes up with the final principle or the operating, you know, modus vivendi here of this whole sugya. And Rava says ki beso, that the Torah says that the Beis HaKnesses is your bias. And ma beso a kapandria kapidinish harikiku min a low kapidinish. So the criterion is, would you be makbid if somebody walked into your house just to make a shortcut to get out through your living room? You know, there was a back door to, you know, from your porch out to the other street. And the assumption of Rava is that people are very makbid about that. They don't want their homes to be used as a kapandria. You're coming in to use the house, it's bavakasha, zayizut, you know, we'll put out the red carpet. But don't use our house as a kapandria, just as a trompsy ground to get a shortcut. But arakika min a low carpet inish. People will spit in their house if they have to. You know, you got your mouth is full of saliva, you'll spit. You'll probably want to clean it up afterwards. And hopefully we're not worried about any virus, right? And minol, and people don't take their shoes off. Again, if your shoes are very soiled and wet from a winter or this, then you'll take your shoes off. But generally speaking, nobody is makpid to require that you take your shoes off when you come to the house.
We have friends that walk into the house.
Okay, I'm getting back in the time of Chazal, at least. You know, so, Af Beis HaKnesses, the same laws will apply to Beis HaKnesses because it's Beiso. It's Kampandria Havi the Asa. Who Davi Asa? Why? Because that's something that people will be makpid on their own homes. But Rekiku Minol Shori, that's the Gemara of Rava. And now we want to get into the concept of Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. There's a basic machlokas between the Ran and other Rishonim. The Ran quotes the Ramban, and this is towards the end actually, of Masechta Megillah. Again, in the Dapi Arif, it's on Daf Ches in the Megillah. In Masechta Megillah, and the Rif in Masechta Megillah. And he quotes a kash from the Ramban. He says, Kevan Shem Shmatin Muchacha. I think there's a shin missing here. Kevan Sheshmatin Muchacha. We can see clearly from our sugya, the Beis HaKnesses, yesh bo kedusha, it has sanctity. Hech nimkar. So the sugya at the end of Megillah discusses the question about whether or not you're allowed to sell a Beis HaKnesses. Are you allowed to sell a Beis HaKnesses? The Gemara is very, very hesitant about selling a Beis HaKnesses because apparently it has kedusha. Now, something that has kedusha might lend itself to what we call pigeon. So, for example, you have Kiddushas Domim, or otherwise known as Kiddushas Berek HaBayis, in which you could be poda that Kiddush. But then you have a higher level of Kiddusha, which is called Kiddushas HaGuf, and that's called Gufo Kadosh. It's inherent, so to speak, and that doesn't lend itself to pidyon. It's not just the value of the object that's Kadosh, but the object itself is Kadosh. So the Ran asks, isn't a Beis HaKnesses Kiddushas HaGuf? And if it's Kiddush HaGuf, then there's no pidyon. So you could sell the Beis HaKnesses and you could declare from now until Mashiach Tzeit that the Kiddush of the Beis HaKnesses should now be transferred over to the money that's being paid for the Beis HaKnesses. It won't work. That's the Ran's kasha, because it's Gufo Kadosh and there's no pidyon in Gufa Kadosh, in Hegdesh HaGufa. Ubitosefta, the high pirka, Tanya, Avne Hechel Vazor Shenifgumu Vishenigmumu, Ainlan Pijon. So he wants to demonstrate that the walls of the Beis HaKnesses have Kedusha, because the walls of the Beis HaMikdash have Kedusha. And how do I judge? What's my barometer to test the level of Kedusha of the actual walls of the Beis HaMikdash? So the Avne Hechel Vazoros. So again, you and I would have said that maybe the Heichal is on a higher level of Kedusha, but the Tosefta says even the Avonim that make up the Ksolim, the walls that surround the Azoros, even those have no Pidyon. And the Chiddush is they don't even have Pidyon after they were Nifgemu, meaning you would want to take these stones, they have Pigimos in them, you know, little cracks and crevices, you want to switch them with better Avonim and replace them. But you have a problem because there's Kedusha to these Avonim Shenifkemu, so why not do just Pidyon? But the Tosefta says that Pidyon won't work because the Avonim that make up the structure of the Beis HaMikdash are invested with Kedusha Saguf. And the Ran wants to equate a Beis HaKnesses with the Kedusha of the walls and the stones that make up the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore the walls of the Beis HaKnesses have the status of Kedusha Saguf. And they have a status of Kedusha HaGuf, they don't lend themselves to pidyon. So how can you sell a Beis HaKnesses Vesu? And furthermore, Kimachu Zayin Tuva Ibn Mamadanshe, the Mishnah says that you're only allowed to sell a Beis HaKnesses if you gather together the Zayin Tuva Ir. They represent the Tzibur, and they made a decision that this shul has to be sold. But it also requires Maimar Anshei Ha'ir, the members of the city, because the Beis HaKnesses really belongs to the entire city. No one has private ownership over the Beis HaKnesses. They all have to be present and, in a sense, consent and agree to this Mechira. It's Hechi Shari Damayu Lemishte Beis Shikra. The Gemara tells us that after the Beis HaKnesses is sold by the Shimon Tuvei of Maimon Anshir, then you could take that money and you could create a brewery out of it, you know, a beer producing thing. But it's fasim hebikdushasa. Even when there is pidyon, it means the kedusha of object A is transferred over to the mos, and now the money is being used for a much lower kedusha. We have a principle called ma'ale b'kodesh ve'ein morid b'kodesh. So how can you take the money that was received as payment for the Beis HaKnesses and use it for a brewery? The tirates, and here's the Ran's answer. I'm just going to take a drink here, 1 second. The Beis HaKnesses asu oso kitashmishe mitzvah. Now I'm not sure what the word asu oso means. That phrase, usually that phrase indicates a derabbanan, some sort of rabbinic enactment. I'm not sure if that's the meaning in this context, because I'm hard-pressed to understand that derabbanan could somehow lower the level of kedusha from that of gufa kedusha to that of tashmishe mitzvah. Because when it comes to tashmishe mitzvah, there's no inherent kedusha in the object whatsoever. So I'm not sure exactly what osu oso means. So we'll try to come back to those two words later on. Osu oso. And he gives a few examples. Sukkah, lulav. You finish with the sukkah, you finish with the lulav. Just throw it in the rubbish bin. You know, we have certain chumras that how a minhag is accepted, you know, chumras. But according to the strict letter of the law, tashmishei mitzvah, after you finish the mitzvah, is nizrakim. You're allowed to just throw it out. There's no kedusha of the object. It's only designated for a mitzvah. As long as it's designated for the mitzvah, you have certain restrictions. But once the mitzvah is completed, the object no longer continues to have any sort of dinim. There are no dinim whatsoever that are generated by this object. Ubizman mitzvah yeshlam kedusha shel kavod. In other words, even when the object, like the sukkah during 7 days, has kedusha, it's not a real, genuine kedusha, because with regard to kedusha, we don't have, you know, we don't have a halacha that kedusha terminates. Just okay, you finish the mitzvah, the sukkah's ended, therefore the kedusha goes. But rather, it's called kedusha shel kavod. Means we have to give a certain homage, a certain respect to the mitzvah. Like in the case of Ner Chanukah, the Gemara says you're not allowed to use the Ner Chanukah for your own personal purposes. Aneros halolu kodeshim. What does it mean, Aneros halolu kodeshim? It means there's kedusha to the Neros? The Neros are what we call tashmishei mitzvah. Well, for example, nois sukkah. You know, you have apples that are hanging, you know, from your schach to beautify your sukkah, or a pomegranate. So it says also, you're not allowed to eat those fruits during the Shivas Yom. That's called a kedusha shel kavod. It's not, you know, it's not that the noi sukkah has any inherent kedusha to it. So now we've established that we have a paradigm for something that's called tashmishei mitzvah, some object that's designated for a mitzvah, and it doesn't have kedusha, it only has what's called kedusha kavod. And after the mitzvah is gone, there's no vestige, there's no leftover dinim that apply. So too, he says, in the case of Beis HaKnesses, that kedusha is because it's designated for the mitzvah of tefillah. And as such, it has the status of tashmishei mitzvah. Fine. But, you know what? That's only as long as the community wants to use this building for the mitzvah of tefillah. If at some point the community comes to the decision that they're not interested in this synagogue, maybe the community is moving. I remember, I don't know how this ever played out, but I remember in Washington Heights where I lived, so the Yeki, the Breuer's community, made a decision that we're moving to Deal, New Jersey. Do you remember that at all? Did that ring a bell? Anyway, so today, you know, the Breuer's shul still stands, but it has a fraction of the members that it used to have. And back in the day, the Breuer's shul had hundreds and hundreds of members. It was packed. A lot of those German Jews have moved and relocated to Deal, New Jersey, and other places. So imagine the people, the community say, we no longer want to maintain this shul. You know, we'd rather sell it than use the money to benefit the community in other ways. And once that decision was made, it's already li'achar mitzvasan, meaning the shul is no longer dedicated for tefillah.
And I thought
Philo was also part of it. Yeah. He says, "Afilu b'chorbano harei adayin lo avar zman mitzvah." So the royal achzor livnoso. He says, "You might say that even if the shul is in very bad shape, the structure is dilapidated, but nevertheless they can still maybe fix it up and rebuild it." But Hilkach, if the decision was made by the city, Kishabahu Zayin Tuvev Mayraman Shnaim, is Ein Bere Irotzim in Estam Shetichokesh Mitzvasim Legamre, El Shetochel Kedushas Beis HaKnesses Al Adomin. So this is already a bit more complicated. What's the status of the money that was paid by the purchaser, by the buyer, for the Beis HaKnesses?
This is not the money.
Speak a drop louder if you don't mind.
This is not B'mah Maran Shei Ha'ir. This is one step lower. The first case we did was Zayin Tuvev Ha'ir B'mah Maran Shei Ha'ir.
Right.
And this is now he's doing Zayin Tuvev Ha'ir Shalom B'mah.
Correct. But if it's, let's say, an agreement of both the Zayin Tuvev Ha'ir and the members of the city, then they could take this money that they receive in payment for the shul, and they could use it in any way they want to. They could even build a brewery, as we said before. Because that's already a nasei mitzvah, so there's no longer any interest in the mitzvah. You know, if you don't get the consent of the people, then they might be interested in rebuilding the shul, if it's, let's say, a little bit, falling apart. But if they decided as a city, and represented by the Zion Tuvei Ha'ir, that they are finished with this shul, we are no longer davening in this shul, and even though we could gather together the funds to rebuild the shul, we're not interested in doing so. We don't have the membership or whatever kind of considerations and concerns they have. Then the monies that they receive in payment are not sanctified. It's literally like the case of Sukkah and Lulav. If I, after Zion Yomim, if I sell you my Sukkah, if I sell you my Lulav, then you give me 10 piastres, I can do whatever I want with that money. So this is all the Ran's quote of the Ramban. The Ein Dvar Brurim Etzli, but the Ran comments that I really don't find satisfaction, I'm not comfortable with this Ramban. The Imi Shum Bizui Mitzvah, B'davim Shlo Hoyu Mitzvah Me'olam, My Bizui Mitzvah Ika. He's saying the following. That according to Ramban, the status of the damim, the payment for the sale of the Beis HaKnesses, is questionable. And it all depends. You know, they make a decision that they're not going to rebuild the city, or it was only the decision of the Zion Tuvei Ha'ir to sell the shul. I don't understand, says the Ran. Why are you nervous about the damim in the case, for example, of Sukkah or Lulav, where there are no laws that apply to the Damim? The entire halacha of, well, this is designated as Tashmish Mitzvah, is because of Kavod HaMitzvah. Well, once you sell the object, the monies don't have any status of Mitzvah. There was never any Mitzvah that applied to these Damim. And somebody wrote a check, or he dug into his pocket and he came up with money. So there's no Bizui Mitzvah. So what's this Hava Mina here, that under certain circumstances the Damim cannot be used carte blanche for anything you want? You have to use it, for example, to buy another Beis HaKnesses, or to fix up a Beis HaKnesses. Why? I mean, if you've identified this halacha of, you don't sell the Beis HaKnesses because the Beis HaKnesses has the status of Tashmishei Mitzvah, we never found that any law that, you know, that the Tashmishei Mitzvah means Kavod HaMitzvah, any law that would apply to the Damim that were transferred for the sale of Tashmishei Mitzvah. Lefichach Nira Li, says the Ran, here he's parting ways with the Ramban. The Beis HaKnesses Udekavasei Kevon She'ikro Osui Lomer Bo Dover Shebekedusha. So again, we're not dealing with Tefillah as a mitzvah, but we're dealing with Dover Shebekedusha. Is he Tilu Bo Chachomim? Again, it sounds like it's the Drabonon. Kedusha Midivrehem. In other words, on the Drabonon level, it has the halach of Dover Shebekedusha. So it's not just Tashmishin Mitzvah, because as we said before, Tashmishin Mitzvah is not Kiddusha, it's just Kavod HaMitzvah, and avoid Bizui HaMitzvah. And therefore there would be no dinim that would apply to the Damim. I don't know why the Ramban, that's the Ran's Kasha, would vacillate about the status of the Damim. Can we use it to purchase a brewery? Can we not? Forget about the Damim. It's Tashmishin Mitzvah. Name, says the Ran, we're talking about Kiddusha. And why is it Kedusha? Because this synagogue is dedicated for Dovah Shebe Kedusha. To recite Kaddish, to recite Baruch Hu, to recite Chazor Sashatz, and Kedusha in Chazor Sashatz. That upgrades the status of a Beis HaKnesses to Kedusha. But it's only Kedusha Midivrei. Well, so now we're going to ask ourselves the following question. If it's got Kedusha Midivreyem, so how could you sell it? Yafilu hisnu alav zayin tuvei ha'ir b'maymen anshei ha'ir. And even if the entire community would come to a decision that, let's put a t'nai, let's put a condition here in this sale, and Or better yet, let's put a condition in this Kedusha. Correct? We're going to only accept the Kedusha on a limited basis, such that that Kedusha should lend itself to Pidgeon and to Mechira. They don't have the authority to do so. You can't remove Kedusha just like that. Snap your fingers and remove Kedusha. You can make all the conditions in the world, but once the Kedusha is chal on this Beis HaKnesses, then you can't just snap your fingers and say, well, I'm going to sell the Beis HaKnesses and be mafkir the Kedusha. Oh, miu li'achar she'itilu Kedushaso al adamim is Kedushas Domim Klisha Mikdushas Beis HaKnesses Lefisha Domim Elu Lo Omdu Me Olam L'Domisha B'Kedusha. He says the following, that what the Rabbanan did was they created a Kedusha, as we said before, because the synagogue is dedicated to recite Dvarmisha B'Kedusha, but that Kedusha reaches the level of Kedushas Damim. But then he says that it's a little beyond Kedushas Damim, because in the case of Kedushas Damim, one second, Klishta, I'm trying to figure out what he means by Klishta, means weaker. Weaker than what? Well, I'm trying to figure out. Kedushas Damim is weaker than the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. In other words, somehow,
when the Kedusha got transferred, it dropped down.
It drops down a level. We've never actually encountered such a thing. Usually, when you transfer Kedusha from one object to the Domim retains the same dinim as the original object. You know, in Tumah, you can say that a secondary Tumah is not the same level of the first.
That's like Master Shane. That
correct. So you don't say that the Dhamma Maisa Sheni is on a low level. Somehow, magically, which I'm not exactly sure how, according to the Ran Shita, that Beis HaKnesses has a Kedusha, albeit Min Rabbanon, the Rabbanon orchestrated or created that Kedusha in such a way that it lends itself to Pidgeon, that's fine. But not only that, the Domim are not on the same level as the Beis HaKnesses themselves. And we go down one level. Now, I'm not sure how low you can get, you know.
There's a whole bunch of Inyanim when you talk about finding money and the Shuk, and the money is being used in a place where they're buying the Maaser Sheni. So
Rove and Mute and
there's
all
some
that
question with, you know, so what to do with the money, and they talk about the level Kedusha dropping when you find star money and you're not sure. So there is that concept that the Kedusha can somehow drop down a little bit. That's what I remember from that sugya.
So again, I don't remember that sugya in terms of lowering the Kedusha. I do remember Rov and Miut. But in any event, without answering that question, what's your paradigm of a pidgin which lowers the level of Kedusha on the Domin? We don't know what that paradigm is. Maybe your answer is a good one. But leaving that question aside, the Ran is willing to, you know, superimpose on the Beis HaKnesses a structure of Kedusha which allows lowering the level of Kedusha in such a way that the Domim were, since the Domim were never Kaddish to begin with, as the Ran made a point before, they don't receive that same Kedusha as the Beis HaKnesses. V'havile Kedusha Shnia Klisha Mikdusha Rishona. So it's like a low level of Kedusha. Hilkach. Therefore, bein she machu zayin tuve ibim maimed ansheir, o shalob maimed ansheir, li olam domim nitfasim v'kedushas beis hakneses, umafkia kedusha gabayim. So he says that when they sell the beis hakneses, then there is some level of kedusha in the domim. That's what he calls the Olam HaDomim Nitfasim. However, here's going to be a difference. If it's b'zayin tuvei ir lechudei without maimed anshei ir lo motzi lafkina lahi kedushas damim afagav de iklishe. In other words, the kedushas damim, which is transferred from the Beis HaKnesses to the damim, remains. It remains a kedushas damim. Aval b'maimed anshei ir, if we get together the entire consensus of the city, and it's not called lafkia bechdi, and therefore the mos, the domim that they receive for the sale of the Beis HaKnesses, can be used in any way that you see fit. You can buy a brewery and sell beer, manufacture beer. So let's just summarize. This is the end of the quote of the Ran in Masechta Megillah. In the third pack of Megillah, and what we get from this is there's a fundamental machlokes as to how to define the sanctity of the Beis HaKnesses. According to Ramban, it's called Tashmishei Mitzvah. It was designated for a mitzvah, and therefore you're not allowed to be mevaza the object that's designated for a mitzvah. That's called Bizui Mitzvah. The Ran, on the other hand, identifies Beis HaKnesses as Kiddusha, albeit min Rabbanon. And that Kiddusha, whether it lends itself to Pidgin or not, is an issue. In the Ramban's favor, we don't even understand what the issue was, because assuming the community decided that they're no longer using this Beis HaKnesses, then it's Nasei's mitzvah. It's like a sukkah after 7 days. According to the Ran, on the other hand, we do have a comprehension of why there's an inhibition about selling a Beis HaKnesses even after it's Nasei's mitzvah. So the community has decided they're no longer using the Beis HaKnesses. But then we have to talk about the Domin. You know, if there is a Kedusha, it's a Kedusha which the Rabbanon invented. They engineered this Kedusha. And it reaches a certain level of Kedusha, but not beyond, meaning you do still have a possibility of Pidgin. And not only that, it's a Pidgin where the Mos themselves go down a Madrega. The Kedusha is a Kedusha Klishta. And therefore you can use those Damim for some sort of very secular, mundane kind of activity. Where does the Rambam fit into this? The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos writes, Shehiz hiranu minatots umabed bote avodas hakel. There's a separate lav in the Torah which the Rambam codifies in the Sefer HaMitzvos, lo taseh samachei. We're not allowed to destroy a Beis HaKnesses. You know, I was thinking about, you know, the Arabs that destroyed the Batei Knesios down in Gaza, you know, that terrible thing.
In the old city?
Yeah, in the old city. You're talking back 50 years ago. Yeah. More than 50 years ago, yeah. He says, Shalola Abe Beis HaMikdash O Batei Knesios O Batei Midrashos Shenemar Abeit HaAbdut Lo Tasun Kein LaShem Elokeichem. Now again, if I were to stop here without reading, you know, the commentary, I would say the following. There's no way that you can reconcile this Rambam with the Ramban, because the Ramban is talking about the Beis HaKnesses as Tashmishei Mitzvah so far as it's designated for tefillah. I don't believe for one, you know, for one second that there would be an Isur of Ibud Sukkah or Ibud Lulav or Ibud Matzah or I don't know, whatever Tashmishei Mitzvah you'd come up with. And the Rambam is classifying the destruction of the Beis HaKnesses under the lav of Lotasun Kein LaShem Elokeichem. On the other hand, I'm not so comfortable about the Ran in this context, because the Ran is telling us that the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses was established by the Chachamim as a Kedushas Domin. And we spoke about Avnei HaHechal and Avnei HaZorah Shenifkabu. We said that there was no Pidgin, and that was on the level of Kedushas HaGuf. You know, if somebody has Kedushas HaGuf, it makes sense that there might be an Isur of Lo Ta'abe, what's the lav? Is Lo Tasun Kein LaShem Elokeichem? Isn't that what the lav is?
Yeah.
ye'abed ha'abdun, which means we have to destroy avodah zarah, but lo tasun kein l'Hashem elokecha, our worship, our house of worship, you're not allowed to destroy. So let's see what the commentary of the Rishi Moshiach. He says, Svir leila Rambam sheish chalos kedusha midoraisa bebeis hakel. Oh, I'm excited about that. Because until now we were talking about the rabbinic status of Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. Now we're talking about a Doraisa, to the extent to which it comes under the law of Lotasun Kein Lashem Lokecha. Harama Machmi Yosef Meran. Oh, so we were very comfortable with that. Because the Ran says it's only Kedusha Derabbanan, and moreover, the Ran says it's a Kedusha which lends itself to Pijon. I don't know what the Rambam would say about that. Are you allowed to sell a Beis HaKnesses and somehow transfer its sanctity to the Moz? Umach be Yosef Meramban as sova she'em Beis HaKnesses kedusha klal el chalu shem haktzal lemitzvah. The Rambam smir le she'yesh Beis HaKnesses chalos kedusha midoraisa. Now I would just say the following, without seeing the next piece in this shir, my impression would be that if you talk about things like Rekika and Levishas Minol, it might depend upon these various shitas. If you're talking about the Beis HaKnesses as Tashmishe Mitzvah, I don't know if it's a bizui to the Beis HaKnesses if I wear my shoes or even if I spit in the Beis HaKnesses. You know, if I'm a real Hesel Lubavitch, I spit during a lane. You know, Hemishtach Vibla Hebel Marit. I remember the first time I saw the Rebbe spit. I was like in shock. But it was such a perfect spit. Like, you know, it's like, no, it's really... Hey, you knew he was very, very well... the machinery was well oiled. But beso means, you know, it's if it's tashmishe. Now even if I go a step beyond that, then the Ran is saying it's a kedusha derabbanan, but it lends itself to pigeon domim, and the domim don't even have the same kedusha. Once again, it's very plausible that we can be mekel and rikika and levishas minol. But if I go with the Rambam and we talk about a kedushas haguf to oraisa, and it comes under the iser of lotasu kein l'Hashem elokechem, you know, then I'm a little bit more nervous about allowing rikika in a place that has such kedusha. And then you have to go back to Beis Hamikdash and see, you know, what your paradigm kedusha generates, what kind of isurim it might generate. Ramban hikshal shita saran sheim kedushas beis hamikdash chala beis hakneses loma yesh lo pidgin. Now I would have thrown that kasha against the Rambam. I'm not sure if I would throw it out against the Ran. The Ran is saying the Rabbanon, you know, etched out a certain kedusha here that's totally a creation of the Rabbanon, and they gave it a din of Kedushas Domin, which means that it does lend itself to Pidgin. I don't know if I have to be so, you know, so upset about this kasha, this objection of the Ramban. Hello, Adinu Shebe Beis HaMikdash Avnei Hechav Azor Shenifku Ein Lehem Pidgin Kinis Kachu V'Kedushas Aguf Hu Adin Tzorch Lom Beis HaKnesses. According to the Ran, that the Rabbanon are giving a status, they're upgrading the status of Beis HaKnesses, it's not just Tashmishei Mitzvah, but it's got Kedusha, then that Kedusha should be identical with Kedushas Aguf. And therefore, why is there Pidgin? So the Ramban is not willing to accept that the Rabbanu could say A plus B at the same time. They say, yeah, it's got the Kedushas Beis HaMikdash, but it's only Kedushas Domin. You can't reconcile those two positions. You know, they're mutually exclusive. Benira levar al pima shabir hagram zatzal. So he's quoting his father. V'machlokes shebein bala mo'or v'haramban v'avnei mizbech sheshoktzu anshe yovon lavodas kochovim. So you have the mizbech that was now designated for Avodas Kochavim by the Greeks when they came into to defile the Mikdash. The Isa of Gemara. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah. The Afal Pisha ain't on them Oser Davashena Shalom. How could it be that the Yavonim, who were Meshakates the Avnei Mizbeach, how could they have any impact on the Kedusha of the Avnei Mizbeach? We have a principle, Ein Adam Oser, Dov Hashem Shalom. They don't have bailus to generate an Iser of Avodah Zarah in this case over the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach doesn't belong to them. They don't have private ownership over the Mizbeach. So why is it that Avonim Ha'elu Yotzu L'Chulin V'Nesru, they become Chulin and they're also B'Torah Savonah Zoro? We have a principle, Ein Olim Osa Dov Hashem Shalom. U'Pirish Balam Ha'or Shemadubar B'Pritza Yisrael, that we're not talking about Avnei Yavon in this particular context, but rather talking about Pritza Yisrael. Now, how does that solve the problem of Ein Adam Osa Dov Hashem Shalom? I don't know. But Avnei Mizbeach Yotzu L'Chulin Al Yidei Yisrael, the Bnei Me'ila Ninu Malu Bohem. Ah. So it's not because they use it for a certain purpose which generates an Iser, but rather once they use it for a certain purpose, that's called Me'ila. And once it's Me'ila, Me'ila is Mafkia L'Chulin. It goes from Kedusha, again we're talking about Kedusha's Domim, and the Kedusha is removed.
So, did the Nasha use the Mizbeach for
Baal? And therefore what? It lost its Kedusha.
I never heard that they had to rebuild the Yerushalayim, had to rebuild the Mizbeach.
Well, let's see. Maybe you're asking the Baal Mor's kasha. He says, "V'hikshal se Baal Mor, ikashlof ma'ishna avne mizbeach de nafkulei lechulin al yidei pritzi Yisrael, v'kelim de ochas lo nafkulei lechulin al yidei Yisrael." In the case of ochas, when they desecrated the kelim of the Beis Hamikdash, it says that they lo yotzu l'chul, even though bnei me'ila didn't. So he says klei sharis shani, don't equate klei sharis with the avnei mizbeach, because ki ahid esnan ein mol achar moel b'mukdoshim ella behema klei sharis. One second, I lost the place. He's saying that Klei Sharis is not the same as Avnei Mizbeach. Why? Because this principle of Ein Mol Achar Mol means that it's Yotzi L'Chulin is only in a Behema and Klei Sharis, but not in Avonim. In other words, Avonim, the Avnei Mizbeach have a special status which is not identical with other klisharis. His ein mol achar moel mukdoshin al behema u klisharis. Eitzad hoyishosu bekoshal zov bachaver v'shosu bachavero shosu kula molu. The Baal Mor proves from Kalim the Achaz that lo nafki l'chulin, which means that there's a difference here between klei sharis and avnei mizbeach. As far as the klei sharis are concerned, we have the Mishnah that says that klei sharis, like behema, are the exceptions to the rule of ein mo'el achar mo'el. Here there will be mo'el achar mo'el. The second one who's mo'el is also mo'el, because the first me'ila, it does not remove the state of Chulin, and the reason for that is because it has Kedusha Saguf. Just like Behemah has Kedusha Saguf, so to the Klei Sharis have Kedusha Saguf. But Shar HaKedeshos Kigon Avni Mizbeach is Yechon Levayt, that's Pritze Yisrael, will be Motziot L'Chulin. And the reason for that is because it doesn't have the same level of Kedusha Saguf. That's the Baal Mor. So the Ramban asks, what are you talking about? Ain't said nochon, says Ramban. Avni Mizbeach Namilo Nafki Lechulim, the Kedusha Saguf Ninu. We know that Avni Mizbeach also are invested with Kedusha Saguf, like the Kalim, the Klishoris, and the Behemoth. Utnan, Kol She'en Lo Pidjon, Yeshlo Moel. Yeshlo Moel Acher Moel. So the Ramban identifies Avni Mizbeach as belonging, shall we say, to the camp of Kli Shoreis, and therefore the principle is going to be that Yesh Moel Achar Moel, and therefore we don't understand. Oh, and the Ramban proves it also from our Tosefta Megillah that we spoke about, that Nifkamu Eilem Pidjon. Why is Eilem Pidjon? Because it has Kedush Saguf. Umirik Tani Eilem Pidjon. Shmamino, oh, beautiful. The Ramban spells it out. Shmamino Kedush Saguf, eh? And therefore, just like in Klisharis that are invested with Kedush Saguf, there's a principle of Yesh Moel Acher Moel. We should apply the same principle to Avni Mizbeach. Oh, so now we're up to Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. He says, Ubevira Machlokes. Omar Rav Moshe Soloveitchik da habalamor chilek ben avne mizbech lemein klishores to svirle the klishores kidushasa vikidusha guf, and therefore it's not yotze lechulin neither through pigeon or through me'ilah when you use it for your own purposes. Oh, but ilu avne mizbeach niskachu vikidushas domin bilvad. Wow, that's pretty wild. The Ramban would be so, antithetical to this statement that Kedushas Avni Mizbeach is only Kedushas Domu, only Kedushas Domu, which is a pella, because we have this brisa that we've spoken about, that Avni Mizbeach, even after Nifkemu, is they still don't lend themselves to pigeons. How can you identify the Avni Mizbeach as a Kedushas Domim? Oh, Ella, here's Rav Moshe's Chiddush. You can't just say Glat Mevelterai that Avni Mizbeach only have a Kedushas Domim. That's not gonna cut the mustard. Ella she Kedushasam Einena Kedushas Domim Bi Alma. It's not like Berek Abayis. Ela Shemahus Shemahave Chalos Kedushas Domim Im Kiddush L'mitzvasa. Wow. We have some sort of an integration of A plus B. It's got Kedushas Domim, but it also has Kiddush L'mitzvasa. In other words, there's no question that Kli Shoreis has that same combination, but Klisharis, you don't even have to talk about A plus B, because Klisharis has Kedusha Saguf. Now we're saying that we have something that only has only Kedushas Domim, but yet if we add Kedushas Mitzvasa, we end up with some sort of higher level of Kedusha that's between Berek Abayis and Kedusha Saguf, somewhere in the middle, which I think is going to help us perhaps to understand Beis HaKnesses, because we said that according to the Ran, Kedushas Beis HaKnesses is a Kedusha D'Rabbanon, and it has the status Midrabbanon of Kedusha. And then we ask the question, well, what's the deal with selling a Beis HaKnesses? Right, that was the Rabban's kasha at the beginning of the previous paragraph, that if the Ran is right, that the Rabbanon established Beis HaKnesses as having a Kedusha of Beis HaMikdash, is how can you sell a Beis HaKnesses? So again, we're going to try to come up with this middle of the road Kedusha that's not exactly Kedusha Saguf, it's higher than Kedusha's Berek Abayis, and it's a combination of Kedusha's Domim together with Kiddush L'mitzvasa. So the Ramban is understanding that Beis HaKnesses is purely 100% Kiddush L'mitzvasa, and if there's an Indian of Kavod HaMitzvah and an Isur Bizui HaMitzvah, so Ramban will have no problem with Pidjon. But the Ran is going to classify Beis HaKnesses as having A plus B. It has Kedushas Domim plus Kiddush L'mitzvasa. And I'm just wondering if that's You know, that's where we're going. But anyway, let's talk about Avni. Avni Mizbech, according to the Baal HaMor. Klomer. Sha'avonim nisyachtu v'niskadshu l'mitzvah ha'mizbech. So we have the Avni Mizbech that were designated for the purpose of the mitzvah Mizbech. I'm not sure what he means. Does he mean the mitzvah of building the Mizbech, or he means the mitzvah of Hakrov al Gabi Mizbech? Ubekach niskadshu v'chalos kedushas domim l'mitzvosim. So a whole new concept here, Rabosai. We never heard of this before. Kedushas domim l'mitzvosim. And now he quotes a Rambam in Tmura as a proof of this. So I'm going to look this over for a second and see if, for the time being, since we pressed a little for time, we can skip this for a moment. The Rambam has Yushas Bechor, and the question is whether you're allowed to be Mishana from one Kedusha to the other. I'd come with show notes just one second. We'll see, try to see where we can pick this. Nimtza da liba da raiva kedushas berek abayis chalam yidin kedusha di alma. A liba da rama yesh kedushas berek abayis chalam yidin kiddush lemitzvasa lemitzvah miyuchedes bisha osa l'shanosa mimitzvah lemitzvah. Yesh lomar Shebal HaMa'or Sovek Dasaram the Avni Mizbech Niskachu B'Kedushas Domim L'Mitzvah. Okay, that we got. V'lachem. Oh, what are the implications? Shani Dinehem, the din of Avni Mizbech, has a different twist to it as far as the laws of Me'il and Pidgin. I don't know, it says here B'Me'ilah, and then it says Me'Pidgin. Shani dinam b'me'ila mi pidgin. I'm not sure what that means. Let's see. Chilul hekdesh b'me'ila toli b'chalosh shem kedushas domin. V'hol v'avni mizbeach niskadshu b'kedushas dom yotzei sein l'chulim al yidei me'ila. V'ram inu. Oh, that's it. So let's go back to that previous line. We want to underline those words, Shani Dineyam B'Me'ila Mi B'Pidjon. The Hebrew here is a little bit lacking, but what he's saying is that because of this new unique status, this new category called Kedushas Dom L'Mitzvah, there's going to be a difference between the laws of Me'ila in Avni Mizbech and the laws of Pidjon. And he says the following. When you talk about Pidjon, you can talk about a Kedushas Domin, but now we're talking about an upgraded Kedusha, because in addition to Kedushas Domin, it's got a Kedushas Mitzvah. Right? It's Miyuchad L'Mitzvah Miyuchedus. And that doesn't lend itself to Pidgin. But as far as Me'ilah is concerned, which is called Chilul Hekdesh, then the dinim of, and the status of Avni Mizbeach as far as Me'ilah is concerned, of Chilul Hekdesh, that it reflects the Kedushas Domin dimension. You know, I think what he's saying here is that if you don't have Kedushas HaGuf, then there's such a thing as Chilul HaKedusha. So when we say that Avni Mizbeach have Kedushas Domin, what we mean to be saying is that they don't have Kedushas HaGuf, and therefore there is a possibility of being Mechal the Hegdish. And that's called Me'ilah. And that's going to be the Pritzim Yisrael.
But they still can't be Pope.
Correct. He says, Hol v'avni mizbech niskachu b'kedushas domim. I guess he's saying the fundamental Kedusha as far as Me'ilah is Kedushas Domim. Therefore, the din of Me'ilah applies. And we know that the din of Me'ilah, the classic din of Me'ilah, is that after Me'ilah, it's Yotzi L'chulin. But Pidgin is not going to be effective because it's got Kiddush L'mitzvasa. He says, Baram, Hedesh Shel Kedusha L'mitzvasa Enlo Pidgin. So it means that Avni Mizbeach Eino Niftos. But the only way of being motzi them lechulin is through me'ila, and that's the din of bo pritzah v'chilulu. The Ramban on the other hand disagrees, and he holds that avdi mizbeach have the same status as what is kli shoreis and is kachu v'kedushas haguf. And if that be the case, any yotzis lechulin al yidei me'ila. But again, I don't know what he's going to do with the Gemara bo pritzah v'chilulu. That I don't know. Oh, now we get to Beis HaKnesses. Just one second. That Avnei Heichal. Just one second. Nirusha Ransom Shavnei Heichal Beis HaMikdash Niskadshu Bikdush Saguf. One second. What was the avne? What was the case of the avonim that we discussed in the Balamor? Just one second. I want to get back to the Balamor for a split second. Avne Mizbeach as opposed to Avne Heichal. Right. We never discussed. Did we discuss anything about Me'ila and Avne Heichal? I don't think we did. Maybe I missed it. But he's saying that as opposed to Avni Mizbeach, where the Kedusha is a Kedushas Damim with an additional element of Kiddush LeMitzvah, in the case of Avnei Heichal, then we're dealing with a full-fledged Kedushas HaGuf. And that was the deal with Nifkamu, the Tosefta about Nifkamu. Let's see if we can get back to the Tosefta about Nifkamu. Where was that? I lost the place. If you can find it for me, that was the Tosefta about Nifkamu, and I think we said there was no possible pigeon. Oh, here it is on the bottom of the previous page. He says Avnei Heichal Azoshin Nifkamu Ein Lahem Pigeon, which means clearly that they have Kedush Saguf. But now we're saying, according to Moshe Salvechik, that that's only an Avnei Heichal, but not an Avnei Mizbeach. Oh, now what happens to the Avnei Beis HaKnesses? Niskadshu b'Kedushas Domin. But I'm hoping that the Kedushas Domin here is somewhat similar to Avnei Mizbeach. Let's see if I'm right about that. Mishmohi Avnei Heichal Einu Niftim. Right, because Kedushas Haguf. Beis HaKnesses Niftim Idin Kedushas Domim. The Omnam Kedushas Beis HaKnesses Eina Chalos Kedusha V'Almo. Oh, but we have to add to it, on top of the Kedushas Domim, we have to add to it Kedusha LeMitzvah. Why? Because it's designated for the Mitzvah of Tefillah. Afal Pichein Sover Ran Sheyesh Lo Pidjan. Why is that? I mean, we just finished saying there's no pigeon in something that's Kodesh Kedusha L'mitzvah.
But that was not the Ran.
Correct. Sover Ran, she yesh lo pigeon. Ran choligam, sover, she af Kedushas domim l'mitzvah, yotzeis lechulim b'pigeon. So we were speaking about Chilul Kedusha through Me'ila. And we said that if it has Kedushas Domim, let's say in the case of Avnei Mizbeach, there would be Me'ila, and it would be Bo Pritzah V'Chilulu, you could be Mechal, the Kedusha of the Avnei Mizbeach, because it's only Kedushas Domim. As far as Pidgeon is concerned, we said there was no Pidgeon in Avnei Mizbeach, and that was the Tosefta. And the reason for that is there's an additional element of Kedusha here. Besides Kedushas Domim, it's also Kiddush LeMitzvah. So now he's saying that in the case of Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, what we have is a Kedushas Domim, but we're not bothered, so to speak, we're not hampered by the fact that it's also Kadosh LeMitzvah.
Well, it depends whether you're the Balamor or you're the Ran.
I'm just trying to explain the Ran for a moment here. So Yesh lo pidyon, Mishum Sharan Cholik al Bamasova Sha'af Kedushas Domim Lemitzvasa Yotzis Lechulim Bipidyon. Is he saying that about Avnei Avni Mizbeach. I don't know. We said that Avni Mizbeach has no pidyon because it has an additional element of kedusha l'mitzvasa. So why is the Beis HaKnesses any different? It has both kedushas damim, which should allow for pidyon, but it also at the same time has kedusha l'mitzvasa because of the mitzvah of tefillah. That I understand, but why is there pidyon? We just finished saying that there's no pidyon in Avni Mizbeach, even though Avni Mizbeach have kedushas damim, and we proved that from the fact that there is me'ilah and it's mechal the kedusha pritzim and so forth. And we said that there's no pidyon because it's got a kedusha of l'mitzvasa. Isn't that what we said? Let me just review. I hope I'm not inventing that.
No, but the person that said that was the Ramban, who was
Masik Ram. No, but we have a Tosefta. I'm just saying, the Tosefta says explicitly, the Ram can't, he cannot argue against the Tosefta. Right? The Tosefta says that Avnei Heichal is Elam Pijon. Correct? So the Ramban went ahead and he said, well, Feistois, you see from this Tosefta that the Avnei Heichal have Kedusha Saguf. Rabbi Moshe says, nay. That the Baal HaMor had a different take on that Tosefta. And what was his take on that Tosefta? Was that Avni Mizbeach are not sanctified with Kedushas HaGuf, but rather with Kedushas Damim. And that was on the page that we're looking at now, on line 5. So if it's only Kedushas Damim, then we can understand why both, right, both Halolim, Pritzei Yisrael, Vechelu, that there is Me'ilah in Kedushas Damim to be Mafkir the Kedusha. But he says, well, how would the Ran explain, or he's talking actually to the Baal HaMor, but again, the same thing is going to have to be for the Ran. Yeah. I mean, the Ran is talking about Beis HaKnesses, the Baal HaMor is talking about Avni Mizbeach. But the Baal HaMor in Avni Mizbeach says that the reason why there's no pidyon in Avni Mizbeach is because Mahavos Chalos Kedushas Damim im Kedusha Mitzvasa. And that's because the mitzvah of Mizbeach. And once you have the additional element of the mitzvah Mizbeach, then you upgrade the Kedushas Damim, and now we understand the Tosefta as far as Pidyon is concerned. So for example, if you take a look at the bottom of the right column on the page that we're doing, he says that as far as Pidyon is concerned, That's the last three lines on that right column. He says, "Kevin the Avdi Mizbech Miskachu Limitzvason Enom Niftos." But here in the Ran, he's saying, "Yeah, it's got the status of a Beis HaKnesses is Kedushas Damim, and therefore it might lend itself." Just 1 second. It's Kedushas Damim. Kedushas Damim. Yeah, 1 second. Let's go over this last piece again. And he says the following. Ya'afal pishas sover haran shi yeshlo pijon shisharan. Kedushas Beis HaKnesses is not a chalos kedusha bi'alma. I mean, it's not just Kedushas Damim. Il Beis HaKnesses nifta midin kedushas damim. So why is he adding kiddush l'mitzvah? What was the whole reason we added kiddush l'mitzvah? That was to explain why maybe the damim. Just 1 second. When the Ran holds the Beis HaKnesses, Mirabonan has the Kedusha, but that Kedusha is what? Is only Kedushas Damim.
Damim is giving you a difference between the Eel and Pidyon, so
but just, can you answer me one question? Why is it important to upgrade Kedushas Beis HaKnesses in the Ran's frame of reference from Kedushas Damim to that integration of Kedushas mitzvah as well. I mean, here he says it explicitly. He says, Beis HaKnesses is Eina Kedusha Be'alma Ela Kedusha LeMitzvahs Avodas HaTfilah. Why is he compelled to add that? I just don't remember the mathematics here. You know, just if you could jolt my memory here.
That gives you the difference between needing the Haskama of the ear and not needing the Haskama of the ear. The Zion Tugim decide that they want to get involved in the sale.
So let's go back to that again. Can you just point it out in the key line here? I didn't underline it, so that's why I'm... he says... At what? It says, "Vayzi mitzvah." Finally, the Beis HaKnesses came in the ikro asui in the davar shem kedusha. If the others are in the kedusha, me devrayim. A filu hisna yefshe to tifka kedusha. Miuli achar shitili kedusha so al adamim. Is kedushas klishta mi kedushas Beis HaKnesses. Again, the Ran is holding that Beis HaKnesses has a Kedusha Midrabanan. That's why in certain cases the Damim would have Kedusha. And does he say Kedusha Mitzvasa? He says, Din Hefto, Kedusha Shnia. Nearly the Beis HaKnesses came in the Ikro Osui Lomar Bo Dovar Shebe Kedusha. Okay, that's Kedusha Midivrayim. It's Yefsha Shetipaka Kedusha Sobech Di. So therefore, no under. I think he's saying that, I think Mitch is what you were saying also, that even after they, under certain circumstances, let's say without Mohammed Anch, even though they sold the Beis HaKnesses, but Nitfasim, Hadomim Nitfasim B'Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, and maybe that's a result. No, that's a result with her of Kedusha's Domin.
It looks like there's going to be a machlokas and whether you can sell it for a beer hole or not.
Right, but I thought that there was some compelling reason, maybe that's what I added here, that we had to understand in the Ran that it's not just Kedusha's Domin, but it also has a Kiddush L'mitzvah. I thought there was something really compelling us. And therefore, I was wondering here at the end when he says no, that there's still pidgin, even though it has the same status as Avnei Heichal, I'm sorry, as Avnei Mizbeach. And we said that in Avnei Mizbeach, because of the additional Kedusha of Kiddush LeMitzvah, so the Mitzvah of Mizbeach, therefore, it doesn't lend itself to pidgin. Same thing should apply to a Beis HaKnesses. If the Beis HaKnesses has Kedushas Damim, and on top to boot, it has Kedusha LeMitzvah. So he says that according to the Baal HaMor and the Rambam, they hold that pidgin should not operate. So Avnei Heichal, fine. That's Avnei Heichal. Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses. Eina chalos Kedusha bi'alma ela Kedusha l'mitzvasa. We said in Avnei Mizbeach that since there's an additional Kedusha l'mitzvasa, therefore there's no pidgin. Comes on the Ran and he says that Av Kedusha's Damim l'mitzvasa is there is pidgin. So I don't understand why that's different than Avnei Mizbeach. Do you follow? In other words, it would seem to me that the Ran is stuck here, because if Kedushas Beis HaKnesses is both Kedushas Domim and Kedushas L'mitzvasa, then it should be identical to the case of Avnei Mizbeach. And in the case of Avnei Mizbeach, there was a Tosefta that said there's no Pidgin. And we said there's no Pidgin because in addition to Kedushas Domim, it also has a Kedushas Mitzvasa, which doesn't lend itself to Pidgin. Clearly, in the case of Beis HaKnesses, even though it's Kedushas Domin, but it's also Kedusha L'mitzvasa, because the mitzvah of Domin should be Kedusha, and so forth and so on, why would the Ran hold that it's Yotzis L'chulin B'pidjon Maishna Mi'avne Mizbeach? That's what I don't understand. Alright, so that's what we'll, you know, for all the time that we spent on this, this is where we'll stop. Okay then, and